From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Before we start this week's show, we want to draw your attention to a blind gossip item in last week's New York Post, one which talked about the, quote, scandalous affair between a, quote, art world darling and a national public radio vixen. Susan Stamberg, how could you? Actually, we have no idea who this might be, NPR being known for a lot of things other than vixens. Carl accepted, of course. Scott Simon, who knows a lot about NPR and vixens, will be joining us later on to play our game. Maybe he knows something. In the meantime, if you've got some inside information, call us at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT and also try your hand at one of our games. It's time to welcome our first listener. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Chris Bogardas from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hey, Chris, how are things in Albuquerque?
Oh, great.
I'm told it's beautiful there. I've never been.
Well, it is beautiful. You should come.
I figure I'll come as soon as I figure out how to spell it.
Well, there are a number of Q's in it, just as a hint.
All right. Thank you. I'll work on it. Let me introduce you to our panel this week, Chris. First, say hello to a performer and the author of the upcoming novel, Schrodinger's Ball, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Chris. I've been through Albuquerque.
Through Albuquerque, huh?
Well, no. I spent a night there. It was great.
Okay.
Still can't spell it.
Say hello to the deputy editor of the Houston Chronicle and blogger, Kiri O'Connor.
Hi, Kiri.
Hi, Chris. I ate Chinese food in Albuquerque.
Do you know how to spell it?
Yes, I do.
Ooh. C-H-I-N-E-S-T-F-O-O-D.
Also say hello to the humorist and the newly elected president of the Authors Guild, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hi, Roy.
Hey, Chris. I happen to know the abbreviation of Albuquerque, at least according to the headlines. It's ABQ, right?
That's right.
That's right. So, you want to be an author?
Do I want to be an author?
Because Roy now can make you one just by a wave of his pen.
You don't got to write nothing.
Yeah. What does the president of the Authors Guild do? Can you declare war on like the Penn Foundation? What can you?
I'm just right now. I'm just sort of gathering my gravitas together. And,
all right, Chris, welcome to our show. Now, we have invited you here to play a brand new game. We're calling it
The Stars Are Not in Your Favor.
A lot of people in the news are probably wondering right now what could possibly happen to them next. So we thought we'd help out. Consulting our various star charts and astrolabes and crystal balls, we have created three horoscopes for people in the news this week. Your job, figure out whose future we're laying out. Get two out of three right, you'll win.
Okay.
All right, ready to give it a try?
Yeah, it sounds like a challenge.
It is.
Go for it.
Let's see if you're up to it. Your first horoscope is for a Scorpio in the week's news.
The moon is in a house of conflict. Bullies will try to push you around using crazed rhetoric. Learn to speak their language. Negotiation partners secretly fear you, so press the advantage. Good week for belligerence, threats, Holocaust denial. But carry an umbrella in case of sudden airstrikes.
That would be useful advice from the stars for the president of what country?
Iran.
Yes, very good. Saddam Hussein, of course, is in jail. Nobody takes him seriously anymore since we saw those pictures of him in his tidy whiteies. So enter America's new public enemy number one, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Oh, gosh. And who knew he was a Scorpio?
Yeah, gosh. But doesn't it really explain everything? His moodiness, his intransigence. I mean, my gosh.
There must be some Taurus rising,
you
though,
think
right?
So?
Yeah.
In response to increasingly belligerent rhetoric from the U.S. and the U.N. Security Council, he said he would inflict, quote, harm and pain on Iran's enemies. In response, the Bush administration said, great, would sometime before the midterm elections work for you? Would that be? Because, you know, we got an opening. All right, very good. Here's your next horoscope, this one for a Leo in the news.
Stars favor introspection, meditation, ducking questions. It's an inauspicious time for public statements and further injections into your buttocks. Honesty might be the best policy, but if that isn't your groove, more lying could also work.
That would be this week's horoscope for what famous athlete?
Oh, Barry Bonds.
Yes, indeed. For years, Barry Bonds and his supporters said his sudden change from a lean, quick base stealer to a thickly muscled man monster was just because, you know, he worked out, he ate a lot of beef, you know. Not far from the truth, one of the many steroids he has allegedly been taking was originally developed to grow muscle on cattle. These allegations are made in an exhaustively researched new book called Game of Shadows. In response, Bonds ripped the book in half and ate it.
You know, even the notoriously affable Ronald Reagan once said something, commented adversely on Bonds' attitude. Remember when he said before the entire nation something about slipping the surly Bonds of Earth?
Yeah.
That was...
Yeah. Yeah, he was right.
Yeah.
Roy, you must have some jurisdiction over Barry Bonds now, right? He has written some books.
Well, I imagine, well, it sort of falls into the category of authorhood that Pete Rose was involved in. Somebody asked him if he'd ever read a book, how many books he'd ever read, and he said, I don't think I've ever read a book. And somebody said, you've written two.
You know, of all the writers I've known in my life, I haven't known too many who are excessively buff.
I was going to say, though, the many writers I've known have pimples and are losing their hair, but that just may be.
Hey, several writers are very attractive people.
Yeah. I said excessively buff.
Yeah,
I didn't say just
We tend to have the side effects of steroids and not... not the middle effects.
Yeah. All right, very good. Here's your last horoscope.
Don't let resentments fester. Avoid the emotional crash. Best to go back to your tent and let the healing begin. A good time to think about next project. Gay Teamsters? Gay astronauts? Gay pilots at the Navy's Top Gun school? No, wait, that's been done. Let inspiration flow.
That's the horoscope for the people who made what movie?
Brokeback Mountain.
Exactly right. So they were all ready to celebrate Brokeback Mountain's Best Picture Oscar in the pup tents of Wyoming when Jack Nicholson ruined the party by naming another movie. Crash, of course. Instantly, Brokeback fans became conspiracy theorists, suggesting that this was just homophobia on the part of older Academy voters. Others say no, it was just the Academy embracing a film that David Edelstein of Slate called, quote, the best movie of the year for people who like to say, a lot of my best friends are black.
I gotta say, I saw Crash, and, you know, before I saw Crash, I was a huge fan of racism.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And then I saw Crash, and I realized that it's bad.
Racism.
Yeah, racism's terrible. Did you know this?
And I've heard it, but, you know.
It's really, you should see Crash, because you'll see, it's bad. It's very bad.
Carl, how did Chris do in our quiz?
Chris did very well, Peter. She had the three correct answers, so she wins our prize.
Very well done, Chris. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.